episode 532 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Anna. Virgin Voyages is known for so many great details. Those hammocks on the balcony, which are amazing. Mm-hmm. Fantastic, amazing dining. And no kids. Yay! So recently, Sandy and some friends went on a holiday cruise to kick off her Christmas in the Caribbean, and she's excited to tell us about it. So, we've talked about Virgin several times, but you know what? How do they do the holidays?
I'm excited to hear about this.
Yes.
I know. I love a Caribbean Christmas. It seemed to be down there a lot at Christmas time. So, You know, give me like a Santa on a beach and a Christmas tree.
That's your kind of white Christmas.
Yeah.
White sand.
White sand instead of white Christmas. White exactly. Snow.
Yeah. So, I mean, they had some holiday touches. It was pretty cool. They had like seasonal menus and things like that. They had different Christmas trees everywhere that were like themed to the area. Like, you know, that the part where that's right outside the arcade, like the retro arcade with all the free games. Mm-hmm. So it had like Pac-Man and, you know, like old school ornaments like that. It was really cute.
Fun. I like that.
Yeah. That's cool. It was super cute. Yeah. It was, I mean, honestly, it's, I don't know. I think we just kind of recap more of Virgin and not so much the, I mean, it was, they had like an overlay theme, but it was, it was not in your face.
There's no Santa for you to sit on his lap.
If there was, it was late at night, and you know me, I turned into a pumpkin.
They probably weren't dressed in a big suit. It was somebody with a nice pair of six pack abs.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
So what about like, cause they have like some signature things that they do, like the pajama party and then Scarlet Night. Did they do any kind of like themed, like entertainment?
Yeah, they did. So obviously there was still the pajama party, but, a lot of people were in their Christmas pajamas. So, so it was really cute. They also had a, ugly sweater night too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Like that
sweater.
That's fun.
That was fun.
Did you know about this stuff ahead of time so you could like prepare like the ugly sweater and stuff like that? Okay.
They send you all that, you know.
Did they send that to you?
That's good. Scarlet Night, and don't forget there. Yeah, it's like, well, this is what we're going to do. So
yeah.
We're wearing an ugly Christmas sweater that's red.
I have to ask for an app update because I've been on several times and every time I'm on, the technology gets better and I'm going in a few weeks, so selfishly need to ask. How's the app doing?
I think the app was glitchier before we got on. I don't really remember there being some issues once we were on board, though. It was fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
They've had to come a long way for that.
Now, John and I were on a Virgin cruise in September, and we didn't have any issues with the app. It worked well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been better every single time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had tech guys at the very first sailing I was on, was the second sailing, and they had their whole team on board.
That's like a shakedown cruise, yeah. They're just it was fine. I do remember some things being a little weird before we got on, like with booking some, like, you know, like your excursions and stuff.
So, before. How much were you able to book in advance for this cruise?
So I let my friend kind of take over the planning because, you know, it was also my birthday cruise. So I just kind of let other people.
I have a secret. I really do believe that all of us travel advisors really just want someone else to plan our.
I know. Right. I mean, but you know, like, we are very spoiled and we travel all the time. So honestly, I can just show up and I'll just do whatever, you know, like I don't need to plan it. I don't, you know, the one thing I was most worried about is where I was going to watch the Steelers game. So, you know, there was that. That actually turned out really good because that was the day we were in port. We were at Dominican Republic and, I didn't get off the ship. I went to the bar that's like on the aft of the ship. And it's a above the like the galley. So it's the pool deck area. And it wasn't quite open yet, but they did have the game on. And so for a while, like the first half of the game, I was the only one there, you know. And then like all the bartenders were setting up, and then, you know, they opened, and then people started showing up, and it was all Steelers fans. So we were high-fiving each other, and they won that day, and it was great.
That's always a good thing when you've got your fellow peeps.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's the fastest way to make friends on a cruise.
Yeah, watch a game. Yeah.
Yep. Unless you're with the competition and, you know, they're not a good team. So.
No, I didn't have to worry about that. It was fine. Yeah.
So you said there was special food. Was there any menu changes? Because you've sailed with them before.
Yeah, no, the special menu was like a separate little menu that you could get. And each one had like a signature drink. But I didn't really do the holiday stuff because the other food is so good, you know, like I didn't need to try something different. We did like brunch at Razzle Dazzle, which I hadn't done before. Last time I think we had dinner at Razzle Dazzle. So that was really good. But I will say, I thought, you know, they have like the starter part of the menu and whatever. And the starters were like huge, you know, it's like, this is like the whole meal. I don't even need more than this. But yeah, that's where I got my avocado toast. So super yum. And the noodle bar in the galley was a huge hit as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the guys with us went back there like three times because, well, I went back there like two or three times. We kept going back to the noodles.
That was the first reservations I made. It was like, oh, we can make dining reservations.
Yeah.
I don't even care if I get it.
Yeah, my friend Julia had been last year, and so it was all very fresh in her mind, and she had made some mistakes, I guess you'd say, and so she wanted to do things a little different. So last year on her cruise, they had dinner at the Wake on the night that they went to Bimini to the beach club, and they had I know, they were like too full, too drunk, you know, like they just didn't really. So that was where we had dinner the first night, and it was so good. I mean, it was like rolling us out of there.
We didn't make any dining reservations for Bimini. That's gonna be a food court night.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was five nights, so we did eat at every restaurant, but a lot of our times were like 9 o'clock. It was pretty late for our dining. Mm-hmm. But the test kitchen was a huge hit. My husband loved that. It was so good. The
we didn't like it this last time.
Really? Was it a different different?
It was a different menu. It wasn't the we loved the mushroom thing, like the mushroom pate, whatever that was. I don't know. We hate mushrooms. We don't eat fungus. but that stuff,
yeah,
so good. Yeah. It was a different menu. Interesting.
I wonder if it's because you were in Europe. That's interesting.
It might have been. No. It might have been because it was a European cruise, so probably a different menu. But
yeah, we had the steak that has like
blood sauce.
Exactly. It looks like
a murder scene.
They put the gravy on top. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to be at every weight loss class I can be, every workout class I can be on that ship to keep from gaining.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you can go to the workout classes for free. So
that is one of the good things about Virgin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then here's another tip too, because, you know, that was something we tried to, I was really late to the game. So by the time I thought to try to reserve any of the like sunrise yoga or whatever, they were technically full. Right. So, but my friend Julia was like, no, people cancel, just show up. They don't care. You know? So that's what she did every day. I think she went like three days out of five, and it was fine. She just,
that's one of the great things about Virgin is that, you know, you go a lot of times, you know, with the other lines, you put in a reservation. Well, I can't get a 7 o'clock reservation because everything's full. Virgin actually holds back a portion of their reservations on purpose so that they can get that walk-in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and so you can be a little more loosey-goosey about your plans too. You know,
yeah.
See what you feel like that night.
it's nice to not have to know when you're going to want to work out that far in advance.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, and the first time I did it, there was that class that is kind of 80s aerobics-esque.
Oh, the sweating with the oldies.
Yeah, and they tell you too, like, bring your 80s workout gear. And I'm like, wait, are we wearing like thongs? What are we doing? What are our
80s workout gear? But, well, those snap leotards have been going around TikTok shop lately. You can probably.
Oh, yes. And make sure you have your sweatband. And,
yeah.
Your wristband, your leg warmers.
Oh, yeah. I did see those onesies at
Target. And Reeboks.
Like a onesie that, I mean, we wore our thongs on the outside of our onesies. So, you know, that's how it was in the 80s.
I will not be wearing 80s workout gear.
That is the funniest class. I didn't make it. I slept in, but my friends went to it, and it's just really campy and funny. And they have those shaky weights, and it's just a good time. You know?
Oh, there you go.
We're not on video anymore with the podcast, but imagine a shaky weight in your class. Yeah, I know.
And the thigh master, of course. If you're talking 80s.
I would go just for that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. And then they also have that workout class that has the like bungee things that – now that one, they definitely have like limited space because they have limited number of bungees. So,
right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be defying gravity.
I mean, this class has always looked cool. I would love to try it sometime, but
I'm afraid at my age, if I were to fall, I'm taking out a hip. I don't know, something's going to happen. It seems like it'd be fun, but
what goes up has to come back down.
I mean, yeah. Well, here's another thing. My friend said that she. You know, I don't know if she could have adjusted this, but her bungee went closer to the ground than some other people's bungees. And I was like, oh, well, if that happened to you, then I am not too
happy. I'm so happy. I would be on the ground.
I know, right? It's like bouncing off the ground.
Or I'd have to have another one of those uncomfortable conversations where they come aside and they're like, this may be uncomfortable for you. Like the lady with the harnesses.
Oh, yeah. You'll just go to this cave. It's totally lovely. Yeah. Get in the cave. Yeah.
Have you ever, did you do the juice bar stuff? Like the healthy, did you eat anything healthy on board? Tell me.
I don't think I ate unhealthy. When I'm on a cruise, or really kind of in general when I go out to eat, I tend to eat a lot of fish because my family doesn't eat fish. So I never cook it at home. So, you know, I feel like that's pretty healthy, right?
You know, like fish is healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like when people are cooking for me, I kind of eat better, you know, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I've not tried the juice. Have you tried the juice bar, Lindsay?
No, that's why I went through it several times.
I know. I've never tried it,
but never quite had anything in there. And now I have a feeling I'm going to be relying heavily on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool because that's included, too. So,
and our, Lindsay, did you say you're getting ready to cruise?
Yeah, in just 3 weeks.
Okay, then you have to try the juice bar and you need to report back.
I will.
Okay. I do remember the last time I was on Virgin, I loved that pool that was right by the juice bar. It's like a, almost like a big jacuzzi, but it's not like bubbly and hot. But it's just like a round pool with seats all in it. And then there's like like that cross in the middle, and then there's all.
Oh yeah, that is cool. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I got in it before, it was kind of a rocky sea day, so we were all like shifting, you know, like splash a little bit. Yeah, that was cool, but I really only got in the pool one time. I did get in the ocean a few times when we were in Bimini. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Did you say you weren't in a rock star? Was your friend in a rock star?
No, she just got upgraded. She did the bid on an upgraded cabin right before we sailed. And she got upgraded to one of the larger terraces.
Oh, nice.
So still a balcony, but larger terrace.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will say, my husband Chris, the balcony, the hammock, just, mm-hmm. I mean, we almost bought one at the gift shop.
I bought one. Really? I bought one the last cruise. Yeah. No, it's been sitting for how many years now? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, That's why I didn't buy it, because, well, and they're like handmade by, you know, like the everything's so like well sourced on Virgin. They're so good about that. But I was just trying to think of like, who's going to install this, you know? Well,
my whole problem is I just don't know where to put it. And well, I mean, I guess I could just hang in the middle of the room.
Yeah, you have that back room. I would do that. Like the playroom for the dogs.
Yeah, I just hang it right in the middle of the room. just pin it up to the side.
Yeah. I kind of wish I had. I did get this really cool like cup holder thing that can hook to a beach chair. And
oh, cool.
On one side, it's like regular cup side, but if you flip it over, it holds a wine glass, Anna.
Ooh. I might need one of those.
I know. I'm like, oh, okay, we need to remember we have this when we go to the beach the next time. Or the pool, yeah.
So you said they had decorated and everything, but what kind of things were on the menus? Did you try anything, any special cocktails or anything that were for the holidays?
No.
Oh,
hold on. Okay. Let me look through my pictures real quick, because
I have a very festive bottle of Michelob Ultra.
I was actually, you know, it's funny.
A wreath around it.
I was not drinking my seltzers at all. I drink seltzers more than I drink Michelob Ultra now, because I'm classy like that.
The cranberry White Claw.
Yeah, actually, that would have been really good. I don't remember what I ate. What I was drinking. I think I was drinking mostly Coronas, to be honest.
But I'm assuming they had some fun festive.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did. I'm just trying to look right now through my pictures to see, because normally I take pictures of menus and stuff, but I did not do that this time.
So, that's okay. You were on vacation this time, not
I know,
working.
Right?
That's right.
Were there new shows? I know there's new shows. Have you seen any new shows?
Yeah, they did have that dual reality, which is we definitely saw that before. It was kind of the West Side
Romeo
Story,
Juliet.
Kinda. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a really cool show with the diva, and it was a really good show. It was like singers, dancers, but it was kind of like a history of travel, and ooh, you know, it was just really visual, really good. It was a fun show. We didn't go in the manor at all. Like, Chris didn't even get to see that entryway. I know. I can't believe
it.
I know, right? I'm like, you know, we got to go in here. And, you know, like, we just didn't ever go to, we were, because we had dinner so late, we missed the show times for that place. And we just didn't make it in. I know.
I do not like late dinner. I'm becoming an early, like, I have to eat at 6 so that I can do something.
Yeah. And honestly,
by 9.
I mean, all their restaurants are so good, and I hadn't tried Pink Agave and Extra Virgin. So I wanted to try them and I wanted to do that. But
did you like those?
Wait.
Yeah, I did.
Did you have a steak at Pink Agave? Because that steak is like.
No. I think I had fish. I can't
remember. The steak there is hands down.
Oh, my. It's like the best steak I've ever had in my whole life.
It's amazing.
I think, so well, I'd already had steak that week, so I didn't have more steak that week. But why are you looking at me like that?
I could eat steak every day on a cruise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's like my go-to. I love steak.
Okay.
Love it.
Gunbae was really fun. That's the Korean barbecue one. That was really fun.
That would be fun with a bunch of people that you know.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
the
was
drinking really game?
That's- yeah.
That's fun.
We have to like clap.
Yeah, I was out in the first round, so.
I actually won, but oh my god, that reminds me. So, you know, they did the shot of the sake, and then if you won, you had to do another shot of the sake like right away, and
it was soju, right?
Whatever. Yeah, that really soju. Nasty stuff. It was gross, and it really almost came back. Chris was like, "I was watching you. I knew that was about to come back out." I mean, it was close, y'all. It was bad. I don't need to be pounding shots like that anymore.
There's an expiration date on shots. I think.
For me, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think shots is a 20s, 30s, 30-year-old game.
Yeah.
Not
something
not a
I really.
Like I said, I lost in the first round. I had my one and it was done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that I did. If I'd have known that, I probably wouldn't have tried so hard. The
game. No, I'm excited to go back because we're going with a big group, and we're gonna be there again on Josh's birthday.
Awesome.
We're going to Gumbe first night.
Nice.
So you saw shows. Did you do the spa?
No. I don't really do spa. You know I don't do spa. I don't no. We didn't do anything. Sure. We did get on Bimini we had a cabana, which was cool. That was really
nice.
Fun.
Nice. Was it worth it?
Yes, and I will tell you this too. I don't know, this might be something we should say on the down low, but we had, like, they give you 4 wristbands for the cabana, but we had, like, 7 or 8 people there. You know, like, they just don't, they don't care. You know, like, it's not.
We experienced that my first Virgin cruise. There were some other travel agents on the sailing, and one of them, a couple of them got a cabana, and at one point, I mean, there was definitely more than 4 people. So.
Yeah.
I think they would say something, but as long as, you know, it's, but we were also kind of sitting, you know, kind of like, now was your cabana by the pool or the beach?
It was like right by the pool, right by the walkway. And I will say we didn't run the waiter around. Me and Chris specifically, we sat in the chairs like in front of the cabana.
That's what we did. We kind of gathered out in front of it as well. So,
you know, and we had to walk 15 steps to the bar. So it was fine.
Oh, darn. 15 steps to the bar.
That's a long walk.
We weren't making the waiter do it because another thing about Virgin that, I mean, you may love or you may not like this, but they don't do drink packages. So I didn't want my drinks mixed in with, like, I didn't want my tab to be all mixed in with other people's stuff. So I wanted to make sure ours was separate. So
I want to keep track of what you drink. Did you do the bar tab? Did you?
Yes. And actually, so one of the things they do on Virgin is if you purchase your bar tab in advance, they give you extra money. So if you spend like an extra $300, you get 50 bonus dollars to put on your bar tab. So if you forget, there's like one last chance before you get on the cruise. Like you're walking through the port and there's like these big signs. This is your last chance. If you want to add to your bar tab. And me and Chris are like, yeah, we probably should, you know, like, yeah, it probably makes sense. So we did.
So are you glad you did? Did you?
Yeah, we ended up spending a little more than that anyway. I mean, we knew we weren't going to have a problem with
that. How, how much did you get? 300?
So we started out with a promo that gave us 300 and then we got 300 more. And then we had like some other sailor loot too that was part of the promo. So I will say, Chris said that not having a drink package did make him more aware and not drink as much as he normally would. Not so much like more of in the sense that, you know, when he has the drink package, he tends to drink liquor more. And this one was, he was more like, I want to drink the IPA. And it just, you know, you just don't drink as much of that. Whenever
I'll just have whatever I want to have and not.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, it wasn't really bad. And honestly, if you look at like what a drink package costs on another cruise line, we spent about the same. So it wasn't.
Yeah. That's what I was figuring on there. But so Josh keeps telling me he's not going to drink this cruise. He doesn't drink anymore. And I'm like, oh God, this is
sorry. I that was out loud.
I'm just gonna get on here, and it's gonna be a $400 bar tab later.
Wow. Well, I mean, really? He does he really think that?
He doesn't drink anymore.
Oh well. I mean, maybe he'll spend that money on a tattoo.
He doesn't work in travel.
Did you get a tattoo, Sandy?
No, I didn't get a tattoo. No? I did not.
Aww.
No. I did see somebody who got one, and they had it all wrapped up, and they said that that was their very first tattoo, and they got a big one, too. I was like, wow, you really went big on your first tattoo. So
I got one on the last one we did.
Yeah, I remember you did. So how was that, Anna, with like getting in the water and stuff?
Well, we also remember we were on a European cruise and it was September, so we actually never got in the pool.
Okay. So it didn't matter.
It was cooler. And we also had we had 2 full days in Amsterdam and then a full day in Belgium. So our time on we didn't have as much time on the ship
Right.
As we did, like when we did the Caribbean sailing, like to Bimini and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So, so that really wasn't an issue. If I was on a Caribbean cruise and I was planning to spend time in the water, mm-hmm. I would have booked it for like the tail end of the sailing, for that very reason.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you want a little tip. You want to stand in line early to do that. We stood in line for quite a while to get Josh's appointment, but I can't remember when he had his done now. I want to say he wasn't worried. He's had so many tattoos though. He doesn't care. He's not.
Mine was very, I knew I was going to get a tattoo on board, but, we were walking around. I literally, there was one person standing in front of me and it took us maybe 10 minutes like nice. To just, and I stopped, well, I talked to the artist that did it. And
the guy I talked to that had gotten one, I mean, it was wrapped up pretty good. Like, I feel like, if you wanted to keep a certain, like you could keep your shoulder out of the water pretty easily or whatever, you know, so depending on where you get it.
But also, and this is just a little tidbit for any of you listeners that mm-hmm. want a tattoo or plan to get a tattoo on a virgin ship. When you go in and make your appointment, that's it. They go ahead and charge the deposit onto your sailor account. And it is not refundable.
Okay.
So when you make your appointment and you sign your name on the dotted line, you're paying for it. You can't
change your mind.
No, you can't change your mind. Okay. So that's, you know, just keep that in mind.
You can change your mind about what you want to get, but you can't change your mind about getting one because you're paying for it either way.
Yeah, you're still paying that deposit whether you like it or not. I think it's like $250 deposit. So, yeah, you don't want to lose that money.
Yep.
So
You're paying about 25% markup, I think, for the novelty of getting it on a...
I did something very small because I was not...
Was it less than 250? Like, did you get refunded the difference or...
I didn't pay any more than 250.
Okay. So it was just...
It wasn't anything additional. That's just what... And again, it was something very small, so...
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get a big one on a... I wouldn't get a big
one. Josh got like a medium-sized one. I don't remember what he paid for it, but... Yeah, one thing we're going to try and do right now, and I'll let you know how it works. I reached out to them to see if I can get a hold of who the artists are going to be.
That's a good idea, Lindsay, because I remember from that cruise we did, I followed one of the artists on mm-hmm. Instagram, and his work's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the guy from really Manchester. Good. I want him to do my tattoo. I might actually go to Manchester to get my tattoo done by him. But
yeah, he was amazing.
I'll let you know if I have any success at connecting him because Josh has something specific he wants to do this time, and he's not opposed to getting it done on the ship if he can. Otherwise, we'll just get it done in Miami.
Yeah, I think they should. Well, I'd be interested to see if you have an easy time finding out who the artists are, because I think that would be a good thing for them to showcase. And it's good for the artists, too. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Plus, if they can get some of that work done at the beginning, some of the this is what I want.
Oh, if he needs like extra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So one more thing I want to mention before we wrap it up is we had a late flight out of Miami home. It was like a 5 o'clock flight. Mm-hmm. So we booked this through Virgin. You can book this on your own, but we booked it through Virgin. We booked the hop on hop off bus mm-hmm. and it was cool because they took us to the, I can't remember the name of the place that has like all the shops and stuff right there by like the Intercontinental, Bayside, I think is what it's called. Anyway, they have luggage, they store your luggage, they hold your luggage for you. Oh, and nice. Yeah, it was cool. So they had an option where you could pay for your transfer to the airport. And they had very strict times. It was like, this one leaves at 1 and this one leaves at 2. So we opted to just Uber to the airport and just, you know, because there were 5 of us and we figured we could Uber cheaper than all of us paying the transfer fee. But that worked out really well. And we ended up, you know, doing the big bus tour, and we got off in Wynwood, and there's an app and it tells you when the next bus is going to show up, and they show up like within 30 minutes. And we cut a little short, but one of the stops is right across the street from that Bayside area. So we didn't do like the whole loop. We were able to just get off and run over and get our stuff and then Uber back. So if you have a late flight out of Miami, that was a good option, I thought.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. Good.
Nice.
Yep. Well, good to know. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, Anna, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.